Yeah.
Which end did you want to get?
The long end.
What do you call the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
The chitlins.
Okay. Any other parts that you eat?
The inside parts?
Mm-hmm.
The liver, heart.
Have you ever heard a general name for that?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I can't eat them, and I can't even think of the name of them.
Have you ever heard of pluck or haslet or horselet?
I've heard of haslet. That's not the word I was trying to think of.
What's the haslet?
That's the haslet. Isn't that the fatty part of the neck or the head?
Is it on a hog or a calf?
Hog haslet.
And say if it was time to feed your stock and do the chores, you'd say that it was...
Feed time.
Okay. And now this next part, I don't know if you're familiar with this at all. How do you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
Just holler.
Have you ever heard any special call?
No.
What about for calves? Any special call? Or horses? Sheep?
Just whistling and holler is all I can tell you.
Okay. What do you say to a cow to make her stand still so you can milk her?
Say ho.
Okay. And get her to move her leg back?
Say back.
Do you hit her on the leg?
That particular leg that you want back.
And what do you say to a mule or horse to make them go left and right?
Gee and haul.
And to get a horse started, you tell him?
Giddy up.
Okay. You say the same thing if he's already moving and you want him to go faster?
I guess so.
And to stop him, you tell him?
Whoa.
And to make him back into a buggy?
Oh, now you got me. I never back one in. Back, I guess.
Okay. Do you ever hear anyone call hogs?
Yes.
Do you remember how that's done?
Well, again, they just holler.
any special words that say?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. And what about chickens?
Oh, yeah, you just call the chickens. Chicken, chicken, come here, chicken. Cheek, cheek.
And say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
Groom them.
Say, before you hitch them up, you have to... When you put all the gear on them, you say you have to...
Bridle them.
Okay. What about hardware? Would you ever say harness?
Oh, harness, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, harness.
And when you're plowing or driving a horse, what you have in your hands?
Reins.
Okay, is this if you've got a horse in a wagon, you call it reins then?
The bridle, I think, on a horse, and then that, I believe that's reins, I believe.
But what if you've got a horse in a wagon, the long thing you have, or a plow?
The plow lines.
Okay. And when you're riding on a horse, what your feet are in is the...
Stirrups.
And when you're plowing, the little trenches that you cut, you call those...
Furrow.
Okay. And you know, when you plow with two horses, would you have a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No, I don't. You,
you wouldn't have anything.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't know anything about that. I don't know. Do they have a name for it?
Well, something like lead horse or nine horse.
No, I don't know.
And say something, talk about how close something is. You might say, I'm not sure exactly how far it is, but it's just a little, talk about the distance.
Some place that's close by?
Yeah, you say, I'm not sure how far away it is, but it's just a little.
A little piece?
Okay. And say if you were traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you'd say you still had
a long way to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere, any place.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say fell over.
Backward.
And this way would be?
Forward.
And say if you've been fishing and I ask you if you caught any, you might say, no, what a one. No.
Not a one.
Did you ever hear anyone say anything besides not a one? Did you ever hear any other expression?
Many times.
Did you ever hear nary?
Yeah. Never. Yeah, nary one. Yes, yes, a lot of people say that.
Would you say that yourself?
No, I'd say no luck.
And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...